It's KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. When I say that, I mean it. We are embedded firmly in the community of Laguna Beach. And I love to have people in here who are doing great stuff in the community. Jonathan Burke is a Kansas City native, but now, of course, been in Laguna Beach a long, long time and is the president of Laguna College of Art and Design. Good morning, Jonathan Burke.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I am well. How are you, sir? Doing all right?
Yeah, just fine. Thanks.
You're looking at your phone there. Are you doing the crosswords? What are you doing?
No. I'm just looking at my notes. That's all.
Texting the wife?
I don't know. No, she knows where I am.
No, it's very relaxed of you. I think it's very relaxed. You're in a radio station. You don't do this every day.
No, not every day.
Yeah,
no.
Very good. So, the College of Art and Design, getting bigger, getting better.
Always
doing
better.
More stuff.
Always better. Yes. Of course, we're always improving.
I mean, I was laughing before about you encroaching on the community in terms of the amount of space that you've got now, but you have grown exponentially over the last few years.
Well, yes. I mean, over the last 10 years, we have considerably grown, and we've added programs, we've added facilities, and we're in 5 locations from downtown where we have our gallery and we have housing in between the art affair and the sawdust.
Yeah.
We have our main campus, which is the original campus that was built in 74. Right across from that, we have 2 buildings. One is senior studios. So that's for students when they go into their senior year, they have an opportunity to have a little space that's their own that they can use pretty much 24/7 so they can develop that body of work that's self-directed, that's thematic, that's at a really near professional quality so they can make that transition into industry, creative industry. So that's for all of our majors.
Yeah, and the sort of experience of being in and organizing a workshop.
Yes.
Probably
I mean,
quite good.
It's, you know, they have faculty that come and review the work and mentor them, but it's really important for them to make that transition. They can only do that when they're outside of class and they have this space, again, where it's really outfitted for each of the majors. So, you know, a space for animation is different than for graphic design,
yeah,
which is different than game art.
Right. Are you, I know this is true, but can you talk a little bit about how you've embraced over the last 10 or 15 years technology? Because it's, you know, the art world has changed so much.
Yes, I mean, it has and it hasn't. I mean, the foundation of the visual arts is the same and really has been the same in the sense of being skill-driven, really providing an education that shows how a student needs to learn to describe the visual world, the three-dimensional world, and then translate that on a two-dimensional surface, though we teach sculpture too.
Yeah.
So the idea of that kind of classical education is really embedded in the college, but then the tools are very different.
It's the tools
now
that have changed, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But you guys have, excuse me, embraced that. You got computers everywhere now, and are people using tablets and stuff to make art?
Yeah, in fact, we have a new studio this year, which is a Cintiq lab. And
I don't even know what Cintiq is. What is that?
Well, a Cintiq is a very large tablet. But it's really, it's right in front of you and it's 21 inches wide. So it really allows a student to be able to draw, to paint, to do animation, to do design on this tablet in front of you. And of course, it has to be driven by an engine. So we have another small computer that then works with that tablet. But this is really where industry is going. So you don't have a small tablet which you draw with a stylus and then you see it on your laptop. Now you can work directly on this screen, which is just a transformation and really interesting. Anyone wants to come down and see that in action, they're welcome to.
Really? Can people come down and visit?
Oh, absolutely. We have tours at 10 and then at 2 every day. And they're mostly for families and students that are in high school or community college thinking about transferring or just coming to an art college and looking at one of our degrees. Our admissions team takes them around, gives them a tour, and anybody can be part of that tour just to be able to see the college and what we do.
Well, that is surprising and incredible. I did not know that.
Yes.
Right, so every 10 and 2 o'clock,
yes.
Do people need to call you and make sure that they get a place on that tour?
Well, it's always good to call ahead because it's admissions that does that, and you have to know where to go to be able to meet with the admissions counselors.
Yeah.
And we have a van, and we have a tour leader, and that person takes whoever's interested around and shows them the whole program. It's really a snapshot of that day because every day is different in terms of classes and what you see, but it's always from freshman through senior, level. So it's in all the majors. So you get a glimpse of really the kind of creative community that's at LCAD.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. So people should call, I guess, the reception there or whatever at the college and
yes.
find out more.
Yeah, if you just call 949-376-6000, they'll direct you to whoever you need to talk to.
Very nice of you to give out your cell number on the air.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Jonathan. Now, you've got a big event coming up Saturday.
Oh,
that's really why you're here.
Yes, that's true. We have Collector's Choice. This is the 28th year, and this is our annual big fundraiser gala, and it's to help with scholarships and to help to underwrite the $2.5 million that we award yearly in scholarships. We don't raise that much money, obviously, but anything that we do raise at any amount makes a big difference.
Yeah, so does some of the money come from just private sponsors, private underwriters? Do you get grants from other places? And is that how that works? I don't know.
Yes, well, I mean, what we do is the college offers scholarships, so we actually discount the tuition based on the portfolio quality, and we call this a merit scholarship. So
wow.
If a student comes in that's just extraordinary, and we want them, and not only would we want them, but other art colleges and universities would want them too. So we up that scholarship, and we actually give full rides to some students, and we can give a half ride or a quarter of the tuition, etc. But everyone gets a scholarship. And the reason is that if you want to go to LCAD, you have to show evidence of skills, basic skills in that major. So it means that a student just can't walk in, knock on the door just before the beginning of the semester, any more than you could do that at Juilliard,
right,
and say, gee, I think I'd like to be a composer.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work that way. You have to really think ahead, actually many years ahead, and really work on a portfolio that that really shows those skills of the major that you're going in. So you have to create a portfolio. And being accredited through the National Association of Schools of Art and Design means that you are portfolio-driven. So the stronger portfolio means the more money that you get in terms of scholarship. But that means that we underwrite those scholarships, which means that it's less that we have to do, you know, to run the college. So we're always looking for scholarships, scholarship money. Now, besides the merit scholarships, we also raise money for need-based, because even with the money that we give institutionally to students based on the quality of their portfolio, and GPA goes in that too,
you know,
and there's a number of other factors, but a lot of times with the scholarship, there's still money that the student has to come up with for scholarships. So sometimes they just don't have that money and they're really struggling. So there's that gap in between what we give, possibly what they borrow, what they can contribute, because you have to live too, you have to buy art supplies. So
we're
raising money for need-based scholarships all the time.
Right, so that's what this event is all about.
And yes.
You know, the term struggling art, those two words go together in our language in a way that perhaps struggling physicist doesn't. You don't really hear that very often. I'm sure there are struggling physicists.
Probably
no
are.
Doubt oh, there are. But struggling artists is a very
especially
common
if you're
term.
Freelance.
Right. Freelance physicist. Well, I just do it as a hobby. I'm just a
particle accelerators are expensive.
Part-time physicist. Well, so the event is this Saturday.
Yes, it is.
And people can buy tickets for this, presumably?
Yeah. And it's at the Montage, so it's going to be fun. We have Sega Strings, which is a wonderful group of four women that play violin and classical and rock, and they're going to be part of that. There's going to be a wonderful live auction.
I'm just looking at some of the images of that, of the live auction. LCAD.edu is where you'll find this information, by the way. And there's some beautiful paintings and sculptures, all kinds of stuff. These all done by alumni or students of the college?
Well, it's actually a bunch of, you know, artists. I mean, Richard McDonald, the really world-renowned figure sculptor, has donated a piece. Kathy Jones, who's a local wonderful artist, has donated also. Wade Reynolds, who's a former faculty, unfortunately no longer with us.
Yeah.
We have a piece of his, Michael Harnish, who's an alumni, Carolyn Robos, who's an alumni, Jason Kowalski, and James Galindo, both alumni. Jeff Sewell, wonderful plein air painter.
There's even a piece here by some bloke called Jonathan Burke.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Isn't that amazing?
It's gorgeous, though, Jonathan. Beautiful landscape with a river or a street.
Oh, it's yes, yeah. No, it is. It's spectacular. People just fall in love with it.
I know it. It's gorgeous. Very unusual to find the sort of central point of a painting right down the very middle, like to have the river running right down the very center of the canvas. Very unusual. Normally, most people would put it off to one side, wouldn't they? In the golden section.
Most would, but not me.
Not you. No. Such an iconoclast. Such a rebel. Yeah. It's beautiful, though. Very nice.
Thank you.
And there's some gorgeous sculptures. Did you say that thing? The sculpture by Richard McDonald is absolutely stunning. Worth going to that website, lcad.edu, to find out more about the event. Tell us about the event again, the time and the day of it.
Yes, it's this Saturday, and it's from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Montage. And tickets are still available if you wish to come. Now, there's something really interesting. If you do attend Collector's Choice and the one at the Montage, then you get a free ticket. You get free admittance to the second half of Collector's Choice, which is a silent auction, and it's on April 20th at 7 Degrees. And even if you have not purchased a ticket for the Montage, you can still go to that.
Right.
And it's at a much lower price point. It's $100. There's going to be lots of art from students, faculty, alumni, and local artists. And it's going to be a fun party, too, and that's in the spring. So this is a live auction at the Montage. Then we have a silent auction with lots and lots of work, and that'll be April 20th.
Brilliant. April 20th, 4:20.
Yeah.
It's 4:20. That's a big day for some certain segment of society. Do you know about that? You're looking at me like that.
I can't remember.
It doesn't even matter. It's not even important, Jonathan.
It's probably something, but you have to tell me later.
Okay. LCAD.edu is the website of the Golden College of Art and Design. Jonathan, is there anything else that we've missed out?
I just encourage everyone to come and visit. I mean, there's always four words that I always hear after a tour, and that is, I had no idea. And you really don't until you come and visit and see what these very creative, passionate students are doing, and a faculty that cares deeply about the success of each individual artist.
Well, thank you for all you do, because, you know, Laguna's an art colony, and
sure
that becomes
is.
More in quotation marks every year. So you keep that thing going for us here.
We are.
That tradition. And also you keep us, to some degree, an art, a college town, and that keeps young people coming into town and just keeps the whole thing fresh. And it's wonderful to hear that it's a prestigious organization too in the art world. So that's cool, man.
Okay. Thank you, Jason, so much.
Yeah. Jonathan Burke, President of Laguna College of Art and Design, lcad.edu, and the event is this Saturday at the Montage.